This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In what would be a reversal, the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, officials said Tuesday, as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians begins to erode. In an interview, Associated Press diplomatic reporter Matthew Lee says there's an urgency of need.
The U.S. and the other Western allies are concerned that as winter comes to an end and spring begins, that Russia will mount a new offensive against Ukraine. And so they have been rushing to get weapons and more ammunition, more materiel into Ukraine before that happens.
The decision could be announced as soon as Wednesday. The U.S. announcement is expected in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, according to one official. Kyiv on Tuesday announced the dismissal of a dozen top officials in its biggest political shakeup following the country's first major corruption scandal linked to the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his evening address on Tuesday the cleanup was necessary and that additional measures would be taken. Quote, it is fair, it is needed for our defense, and it helps our rapprochement with European institutions, he said. Quote, we need a strong state and Ukraine will be just that. Chris Hipkins has been sworn in as New Zealand's prime minister following the unexpected resignation last week of Jacinda Ardern. The 44-year-old Hipkins has promised a back-to-basics approach focusing on the economy and what he described as the pandemic of inflation. This is VOA News. Violence erupted in Peru on Tuesday in anti-government protests nearby the Congress 6 days after the so-called takeover of Lima march took place in the capital city. Clashes flared when a group of protesters stormed a street blocked by fences and a wall of riot police agents who fired at the mass and threw tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. Road blockades and clashes with security forces have ravaged the Andean country since December, leaving a death toll of over 40 and over $1.3 million U.S. dollars in damages, President Dina Boluarte informed on Tuesday. The U.S. Justice Department sued Alphabet's Google on Tuesday, accusing the tech giant of abusing its dominance in digital advertising. Reuters correspondent Julia Sun has the story.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, announcing the lawsuit in Washington, said Google unfairly decimated the competition.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
Google responded by saying the government was, quote, doubling down on a flawed argument that would make it harder for small businesses and publishers to grow.
That's Reuters correspondent Julia Sun. U.S. authorities on Tuesday announced that the U.S. Coast Guard rescued nearly 400 migrants in Bahamian waters on Saturday. A video posted on social media showed a sailboat carrying a large number of people being approached by rescue boats. The U.S. Coast Guard said on Twitter it was assisted by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, quote, in stopping an unsafe, overloaded Haitian sailing vessel. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has visited sites in rural and urban Zambia to showcase Africa's potential to help solve the world's problems and food shortages. Yellen is midway through a 10-day tour of Africa. She devoted her day to highlighting the agricultural investment potential of underdeveloped African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has exacerbated worldwide hunger and the cost of food. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's home in the Midwestern state of Indiana last week, according to his attorney. The latest in a string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.